This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call. And once again, I'd like to dedicate my comments for Professor Stephen Hawking. He was a colleague of mine, and of course, one of the towering figures in theoretical physics and science who helped to promote our understanding of the universe. He was most famous, for example, for showing that, well, black holes are not really black. Black holes are black, we thought, because they suck up everything, including light. Nothing can escape a black hole. They are cosmic roach motels. Everything checks in, nothing checks out. Well, we were wrong. Sorry about that. It turns out that when you add the quantum theory, that is atomic physics, to the mix, it turns out that black holes will radiate, just like in atomic physics. It turns out it radiates and seeps out radiation so that the black hole is really gray. That's right, black holes are really gray. And so Stephen Hawking overturned decades of thinking about the nature of these black holes. And then the question that some people ask is, well, how come he didn't win the Nobel Prize? Well, every physicist I know believes in Hawking radiation. If Hawking radiation did not exist, modern physics would go right down the toilet. So we think that, yes, Hawking was right, but it's so faint. Hawking radiation is so faint that it cannot be detected with our feeble instruments. That's why he never won the Nobel Prize. However, he did many other things too. He alerted the public to the dangers of self-inflicted and natural disasters. He said our future lies in outer space. Not because we're going to evacuate the Earth, but we need an insurance policy, a backup plan. And that's the theme of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. And because of you, the listeners, because of you, my book hit the New York Times bestseller list, also the Independent bestseller list. Because of you, the book went way up there to the bestseller list. I just got back from a book tour, very successful. We averaged 300 to 400 people per event. In fact, in Silicon Valley in Menlo Park, California, we had 1,200 people attend my lecture. It was so big they had to rent a theater in order to accommodate everyone. So I'd like to thank everyone who showed up, and I'll still be touring. So go to my website and you'll find out where I will be. Maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And after that, you can go to eBay to auction them off. That's right. If you go to eBay, you can actually find out that autographed books of mine actually sell for more money than you paid for it. You can actually make money going to my book tour. Okay, anyway, it's open mic in this hour. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and be part of the fun. Be part of the fun of discovering science. So let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
James from Anchorage, Alaska. And this is a dude from, not black holes, but I was wondering about bottomless holes. Are there any in the United States? Are there any in Alaska? If they're bottomless, does the closer you get to the center of the Earth, you go slower, or the gravity stops you? And how wide are they? And are there any known bodies close around that they haven't told us about? Thank you.
Well, I'm not aware of this phenomenon that you mentioned. We do have black holes, which are the remnant of dead stars, giant stars, maybe 10 to 50 times more massive than our sun, which uses up all their nuclear fuel and then becomes a drifting piece of nuclear waste until gravity squeezes them even further and rips the fabric of space and time, and then you get a black hole. Now, the anomaly that you mentioned, I'm not aware of. However, as I said before, black holes are created by objects that are absolutely huge in size, and we don't think we're going to see anything even closely resembling a black hole in our solar system. If there was an anomaly like that in our solar system, it would literally suck the entire solar system into it. Because once again, the mass of a black hole can easily be 50 times the mass of our sun. In fact, the mass of the black hole at the center of the galaxy is 2 to 3 million times the mass of the sun. And if you want to see that black hole, you can tonight. Tonight, go outside, look in the direction of Sagittarius. And the precise location is Sagittarius A. And there's a raging black hole right there. In fact, that is the center of the galaxy. That is the galactic nuclei, by rights. You should see a fireball every night, by rights. You should see a fireball, perhaps brighter than the moon, illuminating the entire night sky. At the center of the fireball, there's a raging black hole. Now, why can't you see that fireball? Very sad. Dust. The Milky Way is quite dusty. In fact, that's where we come from. We come from galactic dust. But because the galaxy is so dusty, it means that we cannot see the galactic center, which is a fireball. When you look at other galaxies, at the center of that galaxy is a black hole. So thank goodness we don't see anomalies like this in our solar system, because it would literally suck the entire solar system right into its guts. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Kenneth Ng calling from California, listening on Genesis Communications Network. I'm also the author of the novel Spell Knights. I would like to ask about the existence of the abstract in real life. For example, is it possible to make what I call a snow sword, which is a blade that is infinitely cold that automatically freezes any enemy it touches, similar to how a lightsaber is infinitely hot? Or is it possible to have colored snowfall, like rainbow-colored snow or green snow falling from the sky during certain types of weather conditions? Or is there such thing as cold fire? Another issue I'd like to bring up is it possible to make a robot out of diamond using liquid diamond at room temperature in order to make the joints unbreakable and flexible? In other words, what if the Terminator were made of diamond instead of metal and its joints were held together by room temperature liquid diamond, you know, like room temperature, fluid diamond, in order to prevent it any damage from blunt force trauma? Wouldn't this make the Terminator invincible if he's death rendered a crystal and not steel? Thank you for your time.
Well, the answer is yes. Next question. No, let me try to break it down, because you raise a whole bunch of different issues. First of all, is there such a thing as cold fire or cold light? We know that light has energy, but some people have said, well, is there such a thing as black light or cold fire? In other words, a flashlight that gives off darkness rather than light. Well, we know of no such phenomenon, because what is light to begin with? Light consists of particles called photons. And by studying the properties of these particles called photons, we can create laser beams and flashlights and searchlights and all sorts of different kinds of things. But negative light, that is the light that simply absorbs all energy, we've never seen before. Now, some people have talked about negative energy. Negative energy does exist. And some people say, well, maybe that's black light. The problem is negative energy is created by something called the Casimir effect. It is extremely rare, very, very tiny. In the laboratory, we've only been able to make tiny quantities of negative energy. But let's take a short break. And after the break, we'll talk about, well, diamond robots and why are rainbows colored the way they are. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
been said. Any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. It's open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's a chance for you to talk back to the radio. Why should we scientists have all the fun? All the fun of exploring the wonders of Mother Nature and the universe. Why not jump into the game and give us a call at 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And perhaps your thoughts will be heard all over the country on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about cold fire, about rainbows that are different colored, and diamond robots. So let's try to answer them one at a time. First of all, when you talk about fire and you talk about light, that has energy, positive energy. Therefore, cold fire and black light are not possible. However, there is an extremely rare phenomenon called negative energy, which would, in principle, absorb energy rather than emit energy like a campfire or a searchlight or a laser beam. But negative energy is extremely rare. In fact, it is so rare that if you had enough of it, you could actually use it as fuel for a time machine.
That's right, a time machine. That is the basic gasoline that you have to put into a time machine to go back into the past. As outrageous as it sounds, that is compatible with both the quantum theory and Einstein's theory of general relativity. Then the caller asked about rainbows. Why can't rainbows be different colors? Well, first of all, you have to answer the question, why are rainbows colored the way they are to begin with? Well, in elementary school, the teacher oftentimes takes a prism, which is glass in the shape of a triangle, and then shoots white light through the prism, and bingo, out comes out a rainbow. So white light consists of different colors of the rainbow. Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet. Roy G. Biv, the colors of the rainbow. Now, what is the rainbow that you see after a thunderstorm? That's because you have droplets of water suspended in the air. Each droplet of water acts like a prism. And when you add up all these tiny mini rainbows, what do you get? A big rainbow. And they are exactly the colors of the rainbow. Now, can you get a rainbow a different color? Well, the answer is yes, but you'd have to do some, well, fancy footwork to do that. You would have to get filters. Filters that filter out the other colors, leaving only the color that you want. So yes, it is possible to create rainbows of different colors, but it's not practical because you have to get filters that give you exactly the color that you want. And lastly, is it possible to have diamond robots? Well, yes, you can have robots made of all sorts of different kinds of materials. Materials that are so strong, they could do feats that you only see in Hollywood movies. But the question is, why? Why even bother? Because most robots are not built to terrorize people like in the movie The Terminator. But yes, you can build diamond robots. The bottleneck is not the armor of the robot. The bottleneck is the brains. Our most advanced robot, believe it or not, has the intelligence of a cockroach. A stupid cockroach. A lobotomized stupid cockroach. Our robots that we build in the laboratory are very stupid. You've been brainwashed into thinking that they're super smart and dangerous. That's Hollywood. Those are puppets that you basically see in movies like The Terminator. If you've ever seen the movie, by the way, about the making of The Terminator, you'll see that the Terminator robot was in fact a puppet. A very sophisticated one, but nonetheless a puppet. And so you begin to realize that, yes, we can make robots out of all sorts of materials, but the problem is not that. The problem is the brain of the robot. At the present time, they are still very stupid. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Listening on 1330 AM, Pensacola, Florida. Mike is my name, Hammaker, not a scientist. The discussion that you're currently having, I heard once that we could never travel at the speed of light because the mass of an object, the faster you push it forward, the more it expands. And so it would take infinite force almost to move an object to the speed of light. Doesn't that actually answer the question of whether it's particle or if light is particle or wave? If it was particle, wouldn't it be impossible for it to travel that fast? And my original premise may be totally wrong. So thank you for answering the question.
Okay, well, you ask a very vital question that affects space travel, it affects the destiny of humanity. A lot of things hinge on exactly that question that you raised. First of all, you're absolutely right. We measure it in our laboratory practically every day. As you approach the speed of light, things get heavier and heavier. As you hit the speed of light, your mass becomes infinite, which is ridiculous. Therefore, you cannot break the light barrier. That applies to ordinary particles of different mass. But you see, light is made out of particles with zero rest mass. That's right. You can actually have a particle that is massless. It is a particle that has zero rest mass, meaning that you cannot slow down a light beam. Light beams always travel at the speed of light. Therefore, light beam gets around that problem that to travel at the speed of light, you would have to hit infinite mass. The mass of a photon is zero. So is light a particle or a wave? Well, it is a particle. It is called a photon, which is a particle of light. And then, however, it has wave-like properties. It has electric fields and magnetic fields which oscillate. And as the particle moves, it creates a wave. And so, yes, Light is made out of particles, but it has wave-like properties due to the fact that you can create electric and magnetic fields from that. Now, is it always true that you cannot go faster than the speed of light? And the answer to that is no, because Einstein had another theory called the general theory of relativity, in which case space-time became a fabric that can be stretched or ripped. And if you rip the fabric of space and time, you create a wormhole, and a wormhole in principle will allow you to go faster than the speed of light. So for more about that, get a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, where I have a whole chapter about interstellar travel, including faster than light travel. And again, it's not been verified. It's just a theory. But one theory says that, yes, in principle, you could break the light barrier. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. I am Donna, and I'm calling from WEVY 1330 in Milton, Florida. And why are the planets round? Thank you.
Well, you know, a lot of children even ask that question. They go to a planetarium and they see that the moon is round, the earth is round, the sun is round, but then they look at asteroids and whoops, they're shaped like a potato. So what happened here? How come asteroids look like a deformed potato and everything else is round? Well, the answer to that is very simple. It goes back to Newton's law of gravity. As we teach our students, gravity sucks. That is, gravity is attractive. And therefore, if I have, let's say, a rock in molten form and suspend it in outer space, it assumes a spherical configuration because gravity compresses it in all directions evenly. So, however, when you talk about an asteroid, asteroids are small. They can be just a few hundred feet across, for example. Gravity is simply too weak to pull all the mass together, and that's why asteroids can be shaped like a potato. Now, once upon a time, the Earth was shaped like Pac-Man. Once upon a time, about 4.1 billion years ago, the Earth was hit by an asteroid about the size of Mars, blew a huge chunk of the Earth into outer space, which eventually condensed to the moon, leaving the Earth looking like Pac-Man. So a long time ago, the Earth was not round. However, because gravity sucks, it sucks evenly, it turns out that all the jagged edges of Pac-Man were rounded out as gravity began to recrush the Earth into a sphere. And so again, that's why the Sun, that's why the Earth, that's why they're all round, because gravity sucks evenly, while for asteroids, gravity is very weak. And therefore, they can be shaped like anything you want, and that's why they look like a potato. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Scott from Bertram, Minnesota, and I'm listening to you on TalkStream Live. I'm wondering if we could accelerate a spacecraft to at least a percentage of the speed of light using our gravity wells of the Sun, Jupiter, even Saturn if necessary, and send something that way, send a spacecraft that way. Is it possible to accelerate something that quickly in our solar system? Thank you.
Well, you're talking about the slingshot effect, which has been proposed to shoot space probes into outer space, but not to the stars. But let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll answer the question, can you slingshot yourself using gravity slingshots to the speed of light and maybe to another star system? Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal 24/7, anytime, day or night. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on national radio with your question or comment. Well, before the break, we had a question about using gravity to accelerate an object. Well, believe it or not, we do use that for our space probes. When we send a space probe, perhaps to Saturn or Uranus and beyond to Pluto, many times our spacecraft does not have enough fuel, or to save on fuel, we shoot them behind a planet like Venus, and they slingshot themselves into outer space. Now, you do the calculation, and you find out that it's not enough to slingshot yourself to the stars. So that's out of the question. However, it is possible to get a boost
a boost of energy from the slingshot effect so that you can reach the stars in a shorter amount of time, maybe knocking off 10,000 years off the time it takes to reach the outer stars. So in other words, it's not practical for interstellar travel, but it is practical for travel inside the solar system. Now, some people have said that one day we'll encounter a black hole and we'll slingshot behind a black hole. How much energy can you get there? Well, then it turns out if you slingshot around a black hole, you can in fact get energies approaching that of the speed of light. But of course, you have to find a black hole and then slingshot yourself around it without being gobbled up by the black hole. And we can't do that at the present time. Also, some people notice that the sun is going to eat up the earth 5 billion years from now, eating up all life forms on the planet. Some people have suggested using the slingshot effect to move the earth. That's right. When you slingshot yourself around Venus, not only is your spacecraft slingshotted, but Venus is also moved slightly. So if you were to use asteroids to slingshot around the Earth, you could actually move the Earth's orbit. This, of course, is for a very advanced civilization. But one day, when the sun begins to eat up the Earth and things get real hot, maybe we should move the planet Earth. Now, when you do the calculations, you find out that, yes, it's difficult, but it is possible using the known laws of physics. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Ethan Hodgen. I'm listening to KSQD from Anchorage, Alaska. And my question was, if the sun disappeared instantly, I know that the light wouldn't show until like 7 minutes later, but what would happen gravitationally? Thank you.
Well, we had a similar question before. What happens is, as you correctly pointed out, if the sun were to disappear right now, we wouldn't even notice it for 8 minutes, because that's the speed of light. And according to Einstein, the speed of gravity is the speed of light. And so we wouldn't know for 8 minutes. Now, what would happen to the rest of the solar system? Well, it's not going to be pretty. If the sun were to disappear right now, the planets would fling out and basically the solar system would collapse. Now, of course, some of the planets would whiz by Jupiter and their orbits would be altered. They would flip around Jupiter like a slingshot effect. But basically, Jupiter is not big enough to hold the entire solar system together. So in other words, things would be really bad. Things would disintegrate. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. This is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. Give us a call and you can get on Science Fantastic with your comment or question. And also, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what I'm up to. Also, find out about my book tour. Perhaps I'll be coming to a city next to you, signing your copy of my New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. About a new golden age, in space travel. Did you know that next year we're going back to the moon? That's right, next year. After a 50-year gap, we're finally going to go back to the moon with the SLS booster rocket and an unmanned Orion space capsule. Then after that, 2023 is humans back to the moon. And by 2030, who knows, it's on to Mars. And beyond that, there's speculation that, beyond that, maybe we'll honeymoon on the moon. Space tourism could become an everyday phenomenon, in which case we'll have space tourism to the moon, and perhaps you'll even have a honeymoon on the moon. Well, these and all sorts of other possibilities are discussed in my book, The Future of Humanity, including terraforming Mars, including the possibility of interstellar travel, and living beyond the Earth. But it's listener phone call time, so let's take your listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. My name is Stephen Postel. I'm listening to you on KUSG The Point in Guam, and I wanted to ask you, I recently heard that a university in the United States has been able to fuse together 3 protons and generate a material with mass. I wanted to know if this was true and what applications it would have for the future.
Well, I didn't hear about this result. However, I think I can work backwards, reverse engineer it, so to speak. You mentioned that three protons can be combined together. That has to be done in a very special way. You see, each proton has a positive charge. And in physics, we always like to say that like charges repel and unlike charges attract. So that positive and negative attract,
but two positives repel. So if I have two protons, they would in fact repel each other. If I had three protons, that's even worse. Therefore, the only way you can get these three protons to coalesce into a single object is to A, hit it with electrons so they become atoms, or fuse. Fuse these things so that some of these protons turn into neutrons. Now, how do you do that? With an atom smasher. Now, we can do this probably today. I mean, we have atom smashers that have been around for decades, and so the technology is not new. The problem is stability. Even if you were to create these exotic materials by slamming protons together, they only last for a tiny fraction of a second. So they are of no practical use. We have to create an object that is stable. Stable so that it can be used for something rather than just sitting there doing nothing and falling apart. So I can sort of reverse engineer your question because I'm not familiar with the study, but it all depends on stability. For how long is this object going to be stable given the fact that three protons don't like each other and it would take the nuclear force to keep them together or the electromagnetic force in the form of electrons, but then you get three atoms rather than three protons. But, as I said, I'll look it up and I'll make a comment about what happens when you combine these subatomic particles together, which you can do with an atom smasher. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, Doug. I'm calling from near Anchorage and listen on KFQD 750 on the AM. I was wondering, Professor, if you could explain light cones in space-time. And how do you define gravity? Is it a force or curved space-time? And could you perhaps visit us in Anchorage on one of your book tours, perhaps speak at one of our universities?
Okay, well, first of all, I actually was in Anchorage, Alaska just a few months ago. Not on my book tour, but on my regular speaking duties. I spoke at the University of Alaska in Anchorage. So, sorry you missed the lecture. Maybe there's a videotape of the lecture you can get when I spoke at the University of Alaska. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll answer the question about gravity. What is it anyway? Is it a force? Is it the curvature of space? What is gravity? We'll try to answer that question after the break. But this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and call me at any hour of the day. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden you have this brainstorm. All of a sudden you just gotta talk to someone about this science question, but you're all alone. There's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, we had a call asking, what is gravity? Well, that, of course, is a $64,000 question. For Newton, for Isaac Newton, working in the 1600s, he said that gravity is a force of attraction. But many people criticize that idea. Because, you see, objects move because they're pushed. They're touched and pushed. That's how objects move. But, you see, gravity, nothing is pushing. Nothing is touching the object. There's just this magical force that you concoct out of nowhere that brings two objects together, called action at a distance. Well, Newton himself realized that problem. And he wrote in Principia the famous words, hypotheses non fingo. Meaning, I frame no hypothesis. Meaning, I'm clueless. I don't know. Yes, things move because they're pushed. But objects move under gravity without being pushed. And so he didn't know the answer. He just said, that's the way it is, folks. Get used to it. Then along comes Einstein, who says, well, there is something pushing that object. Why are you sitting in your chair right now? Well, you may say to yourself, that's a stupid question. I'm sitting in my chair because gravity is pushing me down into the chair. Oh, pulling me down into the chair. Well, you see, Einstein says, no. Objects move because space-time is curved. So the Earth is curving the space over your head, and the space over your head is pushing you down into the chair. So to make it very brief, you can summarize Einstein's theory of gravity in one sentence, and that is, gravity does not pull. Space pushes. So there is no invisible force that is pulling you to the floor. It is space that is curved and pushing you down into the floor. So let's take a look at another analogy. Shakespeare said that the world is a stage. And we're all actors and actresses making our entrances and exits on the stage of life. Well, yeah, that's the Newtonian picture, that space is an arena, inert, and you walk on the stage of life. That's the common sense Newtonian point of view. But along comes Einstein and says, not so fast. The stage is curved. The stage is not straight at all. It's lumpy. It's curved. And as you walk along the stage of life, you have the illusion that you're being buffeted to the left, buffeted to the right. Now, when you walk in a zigzag along this curved stage of life, are you being pulled in these directions, left and right? No, you're being pushed. The floor of the ground is pushing you to the left,
pushing you to the right. Nothing is pulling you to the left or pulling you to the right. And that's the difference between Einstein's theory and Newtonian theory. Now we have the quantum theory, which gives us yet another definition of gravity. Gravity is made out of particles. Particles called photons. But these photons occur in waves, and these waves are called gravity waves. And so now we have a new picture of gravity. Gravity consists of tiny particles called gravitons, but just like geese in a flock of geese, they form a wave-like pattern. So gravitons can also form a wave-like pattern, and they're called gravity waves. So in other words, it all fits together once you have a quantum theory of gravity. And by the way, that's what I do for a living. That's my day job. So let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Wayne Smith, KBOZ, Bozeman, Montana, and I'd like to know, is there such a thing as spontaneous human combustion, and what are the reasons, if there are any? Thank you.
Well, you ask an interesting question that comes out of the Middle Ages. During the Middle Ages, people thought that sometimes people just burst into flames. That's called spontaneous combustion. And if you read these ancient medieval texts, there are even diagrams and pictures of people simply burning up for no apparent reason. Maybe a devil or maybe a god got angry at them and decided to poof, get rid of them. And that's called spontaneous combustion. Well, that legend lived on for centuries, but of course, scientists like to investigate everything, even things that are goofy, weird, bizarre, you name it, we scientists try to investigate it, and we've tried to create spontaneous combustion, but you run up against a problem, and that is the conservation of matter and energy. Energy doesn't come from nowhere. If something undergoes spontaneous combustion, that means maybe it was tinder to begin with, just waiting to be burst into flames because there was hidden energy, stored energy there. But things do not simply combust by themselves. Energy has to be stored there. Like gasoline, for example, where does the energy of gasoline come from? It comes from the electrons in the atoms of the gasoline. That's where the energy is stored that is released when you light a match. So spontaneous combustion, the kind of thing that you find in medieval folklore, well, simply is not possible. Violates the conservation of matter and energy. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call. Oh. That's segment five, right? Okay, good. I'll close up. Well, unfortunately, our time is up for this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku, and you can be part of the March of Science by simply picking up the phone and leaving a message at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and your city that you're calling from, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. So why should we scientists have all the fun? Why don't you jump in, ask that question, make that comment that you've always wanted to ask. This is your chance. And also be sure to pick up my latest New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.